who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Still taking a victory lap. Didn't hear from Tom Cruise yesterday. A little bit of a surprise after I've been out there promoting him and the movie be nominated for an Academy Award. Trying to help Tom out. He could use a break. Welcome to the program, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com for a variety of reasons. Sign up for the newsletter. Also, buy one, get one 50% off the last four teams in the playoffs, and we have some great T-shirts there for you. The sale ends on Sunday night. This program brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. What's up, Holmes? Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order at simplysafedan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. No update on Patrick Mahomes' ankle right now. I guess that's probably a good thing. I'm trying to think, you know, is he getting any reps? How many reps is he going to get in practice? Like, what's going to happen this week? What's going to happen today? What's going to happen tomorrow? Because then we're going to get a truer sense of, is Patrick Mahomes going to be, he's not going to be 100%, but is he going to be limited in any way? Not that the Chiefs are going to let the Bengals know or us know, but I'm curious about that. Also, with the fluctuation of the point spreads, that's what's been surprising. Started out 3-point favorite. Now the Bengals, last look on DraftKings, are a 2-point favorite there in Kansas City. It's another offseason, and that means that's a lot of Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. The talk will continue. Peter King will join us coming up in a little bit. We'll talk about what are the options here for everybody involved. Teams that may be interested, Rodgers himself and the Green Bay Packers, and Jordan Love, for that matter. But Aaron Rodgers' future with the Packers, once again, is in question. But, you know, the salary is the issue here. He signed the three-year, $150 million extension last March. And if they trade him, the team would face a tremendous amount of dead cap space here. Yesterday, it was revealed that he's open to restructuring that deal. He made his weekly pit stop on the Pat McAfee Show and had this to say about his salary.
I don't think there'd be a scenario where I'd come back and that would be the number. I think it would definitely things would have to shift.
Got it. I mean, we'll see what we just did.
Oh, yeah.
Unpeeling the onion here.
Why do you think that?
Well, I just don't think it's, you know, I think there's a lot of teams because of COVID that are strapped. And you're seeing us a lot of different contracts. They're pushing more money out in deals. They're creating, you know, certain kind of void years to allow for the an easier cap hit. So, there would have to be some adjustments for sure.
Now, Rodgers could stay in Green Bay and just ride off in the sunset with $100 million here. But if he's willing to adjust his contract, is that going to help the Packers and stay in Green Bay? Or I'm going to help the Packers so you can trade me someplace else? Going to be a lot of drama here. And Peter King's talked about what kind of compensation the Packers would want. If you said to me right now, I could get, and I'm going to take out any emotion here. I got to make a football decision. And let's say you're playing poker, playing blackjack. You just, no emotion, you make an educated decision. But if I'm going to keep Rodgers, then what? If I'm going to trade him, what do I want in return? What happens to Jordan Love? Do you think Jordan Love can play? Can I get two first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers? If you said, and I'm running the Packers, the Jets are giving me two first-round picks, and they're going to take Aaron Rodgers, I'd sign up for that in a second. Because I'm going to save money. I'm going to let Jordan Love have you know, 1 year on the clock here as the starting quarterback. And I'm going to be able to maybe surround him. Okay, he's not Aaron Rodgers, but maybe he has the ability to be Brock Purdy and do some things, but surround him with a lot of talent. That would be the road I would go down here. Then I don't have to deal with anything in the offseason. You know, we're going to be back to being a football team. Because in the last couple of years, they haven't been. It's been Aaron Rodgers and then the Green Bay Packers. I got to get back to being the Green Bay Packers. Now, Rodgers, does he want to play? How long does he want to play? If I'm trading for him, I need a 2-year commitment. Well, good luck with that. He might not, not sure. And then this offseason, you know, a year from now, the Jets are going, I don't know. Are you coming back? I don't know. But I can trade him now. It'll be harder to trade him next year. And that's why if I'm the Packers, once again, take the emotion out of this. And also, if we do keep him, what are the odds we can win another Super Bowl? Because that would be factored into my decision as well. 15%, 20%, maybe even less than that. So do you want to make a move to keep him and your window is, or the odds are 15%, 10%? I would trade him. If you said that I could get even if I got a first and a second, if I got 2 seconds, you're taking his contract. Now, you know, the dead cap space and all of that, you know, I'll let the capologist work through that. But as far as just a football decision, I would move on from Aaron, and I would, you know, because Jordan Love's salary is not hurting me. Now, eventually it might, but I want to see what he can do. Unless they already know what he can do and they want to move on from both, well, then hold out, get a couple of first-round draft picks. Let Jordan Love play 1 year and then go after a quarterback. And you're going to hear all these different scenarios. Rodgers, where's he going to go? Brady going to go to the Raiders? You're going to hear Lamar Jackson, Miami Dolphins. You're going to hear Lamar Jackson, Atlanta Falcons. You're going to hear Derek Carr involved in this. Somebody's going to the Colts. Tom Brady going to the Colts. You're going to hear all of this. Jimmy Garoppolo's still in the mix. And then you got the draft picks. The quarterbacks who are coming in. How many? Probably 3 in the first 5 picks, first 7 picks. A lot of things going on. So when you say, oh, what's Carolina going to do? Are the Raiders going to get Brady? Would they rather take Jimmy G? So there's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts. And it, you know, we're not talking about the teams that are in the playoffs. It feels like all this drama surrounding all these other teams searching for quarterbacks. Because if I look at what's happening in the postseason, those teams have found their quarterbacks, even Brock Purdy with the 49ers. Yeah, Paulie.
And the other thing with Aaron Rodgers, last year there was discussing trades. He was 2-time defending MVP. And he had 37 touchdowns and 4 picks. This year, he's 8-9 as a starter, yeah. 26 touchdowns, 12 picks, and was not all pro. I mean, it makes it a lot easier to sell to the fan base, too, because it was a little bit of a dip.
If I thought that he was going to help us win a Super Bowl, then I understand bringing him back. But I don't feel that way. I think those receivers developed right in front of us, but I thought that he was late in helping them develop. And I still think they had a great running attack. They had a defense that should have been better, but seemed like it was playing well at the end of the year. But you got to win these games at home. Like, that comes down to, if I got one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, then win those games. I mean, you're losing against Jimmy Garoppolo-led Niners at home. This year, win the game. Beat the Lions. You're not even getting... The Lions are getting better. Minnesota is probably a 9 or 10-win team, maybe. Maybe they're just a 9-win team. The Bears might figure this out before Rodgers retires. Maybe not.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, funny.
I got Super Bowl odds for next year. You're saying what are the odds for the Packers?
Yes.
The Packers right now are like 30-1 to win a Super Bowl, or plus 3,000.
Okay.
They're just a tick better odds to win a Super Bowl than the Detroit Lions. It's plus 3,500. So it's Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Eagles, Bengals, Cowboys, Chargers, Ravens, Packers. Packers are the eighth favorite to win the Super Bowl next year as of now. Like you said, they're in striking distance, but they don't feel like it's likely. Doesn't feel likely.
Well, we've just become accustomed to Rodgers, the Packers, bad division, home field advantage, and then they get to a must-win situation, and they don't win. And he's been substandard in the postseason. That's where I have to look at this and say it's a business decision. You walked away from Brett Favre, you can walk away from Aaron Rodgers. You just don't want to walk away where you go, you know what? We can win the Super Bowl. Or if we had him, we could have won the Super Bowl. I'd love to be able to start fresh. Younger roster there. And then you find out about Jordan Love. And one way or another, you'll know what you have the following season where you're like, yeah, Jordan Love balled out. Or, you know what? He's not a starting quarterback. Yes, he.
It does feel kind of like a perfect situation for the Packers. In a way, they're not going to be locked in long-term to the new guy, yeah. And you kind of get the old guy out on his way down.
Yeah, I just don't know how much leverage the Packers have. Now, Rodgers has a no trade, but he could easily say, I'm not going to the Jets. And then what? Or, I'm not going to Carolina or the Colts, wherever you want to send him. That's where you have to have a partnership where you go, okay, this is what we need for this to happen. And Rodgers may say, I don't want to go anywhere. I'll stay. If I'm going to play, I want to stay here. I got my friends here. Got my teammates. Okay. It's tricky. Seton, poll question today.
Well, do you want to go off of Aaron Rodgers, or do you want to continue our movie discussion? Ooh. Paul just sent in a fresh one.
Ooh, a freshie?
A freshie.
What did you... Well, I'm curious about the movie poll question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Based on Top Gun 2 Maverick getting nominated for a gajillion Oscars, including Best Picture,
mm-hmm.
Which kick-ass action film... should have been nominated. Your options, which you can throw in your own if you want.
This is all time?
Maybe less 25?
25, yeah, Paul.
I looked up great action movies, where it's not just like, you know, like Predator's a fun movie. I don't think someone's going to say Predator's a great movie.
No.
Here are the movies which I think are kick-ass action movies that are great action, but also a good movie like that holds up. Die Hard, Raiders of the Lost Ark, The Matrix, which a lot of people like. I'm not the biggest fan. Mm-hmm. Terminator. It's cool. It was cool at the time.
Yeah.
Born Identity, Other. Wow. Like a great action movie that holds up.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's some high-end stuff.
I mean, come on.
Is that Spielberg?
Yeah. Oh.
I think that's really the only one on the list that truly holds up.
Well, I can watch Born Identity no matter where I pick it up in the movie.
Every single one.
Every one of them.
Yeah. Yeah,
every one of them.
That's true. Born Identities
are
great. They
are watchable. Yes, Todd.
Don't you stop in the middle of a Die Hard movie, too?
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah, it's great. But the original was great. Great movie. Great Christmas movie. Was Pulp Fiction nominated?
I think it got some nominations. I don't think it got nominated for Best Picture.
Best Picture. I'd be curious about
that. Is that a kick-ass action film? Yeah. not in the traditional sense, but...
Yeah,
maybe
in the Tarantino sense that you had moments of violence in there. Yes, Paul.
I guess we're throwing violent action films. Remember the movie True Romance with Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good movie. A lot of good cameos.
So action film. Okay.
Pulp Fiction was nominated for Academy Award for Best Picture.
Oh, it was.
That's what I have here.
Oh, okay. Yes, Todd.
I saw a clip from an old award show. I don't know how many years ago it was, and I don't think he was kidding. Bruce Willis, one of the first things he said was, I just want to make sure everybody knows, Die Hard was not an effing Christmas movie. So I wonder if he really gets upset about that everyone considers Die Hard a Christmas film.
Why would he have a problem with that?
I don't know.
Because he's Bruce Willis.
As long as the checks are coming in.
Yeah. He may not think it's a Christmas movie, but I do.
And that's all that matters.
I'm the one paying. I'm paying his salary. I always love when people say, I'm paying your salary. Yeah. All right, you're paying $12. Okay. All right. Okay, it's a Christmas movie. Who cares? What other poll question do you have, Seton?
Well, we could talk. Aaron Rodgers is currently best as a quarterback or a media personality.
Well, he makes more headlines as a media personality than he does a quarterback, it seems like.
He does.
Yes, he does.
He does.
Yes, he does. I think he enjoys it. I could see him, you know, kind of moving into a Joe Rogan type feel. Mm. You know, maybe that, hey, this is what I want to do. Just going to sit here and give you my thoughts on life, the world.
You think Joe Rogan's going to hire Aaron Rodgers to do his own podcast?
Well, if I was Joe Rogan and I had the opportunity to put him on my platform and Aaron Rodgers is going to precede me or he'd follow me if we had a platform and you could listen to Aaron Rodgers at the very end of his podcast, he could come on Joe Rogan's podcast, talk a little bit, first, you know, 10, 15 minutes. Or at the end of Joe's, then you bring in Rodgers to talk about what he's going to talk about. Sure.
If Aaron Rodgers signed with Joe Rogan and you were Pat McAfee, would you be pissed?
No.
I sure as hell would be.
I think McAfee has benefited greatly
from Aaron Rodgers. Sorry. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers should get like a third.
Yeah. And AJ Hawk.
Yeah.
All you have to do is AJ just has to stand there and look at the camera.
It's like, no, bro, I agree, man.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, McAfee's awesome. The whole crew is awesome, but that was so smart. Locking in Rodgers last year is a cash cow. Yeah. You know, the one thing I've never seen Rodgers do, and I don't know if he's done it, I've never seen him being like a fill-in broadcaster on one of those studio shows. Like, you know, when he has a bye week and those guys.
We had him at the Super Bowl.
You did.
With NBC.
Because no one ever talks about him as an NFL broadcaster.
He was great.
Do you think that's something he would want to do?
John Harbaugh did it in Minnesota and was really good. You know, you're never quite sure when they come in and you know, you'll hire somebody during the Super Bowl and they're going to be a guest analyst there. But he was prepared. You know, both were extremely prepared. And not where you go, hey, can you come up with this? It would be, hey, I've got some things that I want to show you. And then, because they don't know TV content, but then they'll, you know, say, hey, I was going to break this down. No, we love that. And Rodgers would probably be great at that. I just don't know if he would want to. I think he would get bored. I think he would get bored easily. Yes, Eden.
And it feels a little. It's not very new media, right? And he strikes me as a guy who's like, well, I can just set up a YouTube channel and get my buddies on to comment on the games and make $100 million.
Yes.
Why do I need to go into a studio once a week? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, he could just... I think that he's a little more forward-thinking in that regard.
Yeah, it would be confining. And he doesn't strike me as he wants to, you know, be surrounded by walls here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. We'll settle on our poll question, phone calls. Always welcome. Peter King, later on, he'll have some thoughts on what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, all the other quarterbacking situations here. And Herm Edwards, our good buddy from the Mothership, will join us a little bit later on as well. Just getting started. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock, here to help you. And I love when I hear from people to say, I never would have thought about this, identity theft. I never would have thought about protecting all the information that we put out on the web. LifeLock by Norton detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. And man, when you lose your identity, it is a nightmare to try to get it back. But they do have a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist who will work to fix it if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it is easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. So two different ways. You can go to LifeLock.com. Or you can call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say good morning to those who are watching on Peacock. Thank you. Our streaming partners, download the app, watch for free. Those listening on our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, nearly 400 cities around America. Scott Rolen, come on down, going into the Hall of Fame. He'll join Fred McGriff. Fred got in with the Veterans Committee, and this is what happens. There are two things that happen. You'll look at Scott Rolen, you go, he's not a Hall of Famer. And you could be right, but also you're going to go, is he a Hall of Famer because the steroid guys are not being strongly considered here? So now all of a sudden we've lowered the bar here. Because, you know, and we're going to have years where it feels like, is anybody going in? Should anybody go in? And even looking at next year, baseball has lost star power. And this isn't a get off my lawn. This is just, you know, there are a few events that happen. You know, the NFL took over. Baseball is a regional, local sport. And it used to be growing up, you didn't get to see all of these teams. There was no MLB pass, any of that. You got word of mouth. You would go to a game because you got to see Mike Schmidt or George Brett or Don Mattingly or Johnny Bench, the Big Red Machine. Or you could go and watch that pitcher, Steve Carlton. You're going to go watch him. This is what I did growing up. I got a chance to go and see these players. It's not like I could watch their games. There was a game of the week. And you would watch that game. But how many baseball players can you name? And I'm talking about household names, where if you brought it up, people would know who you were talking about. Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge. Mike Trout's name would come up, but people probably couldn't pick him out of a lineup. He's not in the playoffs. He's not a guy who's outgoing doing interviews. Ohtani is limited with doing interviews, but he is famous. He's worldwide famous. Bryce Harper is famous. Now, they're great players. Don't get me wrong. There's just not star power. Now, when it comes to the Hall of Fame, you go, Scott Rolen. No star power whatsoever. Very good player. Played the game sort of the way Mike Trout does. No nonsense. Go out there and play baseball. Mike Trout's a better player. But with Scott Rolen, okay, one of the great defensive third basemen of all time. Okay. Played for the Phillies, played for the Cardinals. Got a moment that stands out? Probably not. But he's going into the Hall of Fame. And I think that's what's going to happen is, you know, as we move forward, baseball needs to kind of figure out how do we get star power back? And, you know, Artie Moreno decided not to sell the Angels. And I think, you know, if I'm Shohei Ohtani, I'm out of there. Like, I can get my $500 million someplace else. I'm going to wait one more year, and then I'm going to play someplace else. Because I needed new ownership in there with a new direction and spending money, better farm system, scouting, all of those things. If not, you're going to be like, here we are again. And Shohei Ohtani, all he has to do is look across the locker room and see Mike Trout and go, I don't want that. Now, Mike got paid, but you got three playoff games. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. But you're going to see his stats at the end of his career and go, wow, all right. Shohei Ohtani, to me, that's baseball's best resource right there. He's the most valuable resource baseball has right now. And the Angels aren't able to use that. Baseball, they're trying. You know, Aaron Judge is up there too. But, you know, he had a Herculean-type season. And he's larger than life, and he did it for the Yankees. Yes, he.
I get a little caught up in the fame part of Hall of Fame. And I don't know that that's necessarily fair, but there are a lot of players that are like, hey, he's a really good player. He's like that you want on your team. And you're like, hell yeah, look at the numbers this dude is putting up. But he's not a superstar. Yeah. And I get a little too caught up, I think, when I'm looking at these things about who was a superstar and who wasn't. Ken Griffey Jr. was a superstar.
Yes. That when he was going to play or you got a chance to see him, you wanted to make sure that you wanted to see Ken Griffey Jr., either in person or on TV.
And there's a ton of dudes who are like, hey, if you're chasing a ring, and you're like, hell yeah, you need this guy on third base. You need Scott Brosius. You know what I mean? And you're like, hell yeah, all right, but he's not the star of the team, you know?
No,
and a lot of these dudes that are Hall of Famers, and they put up great numbers, but they're not stars to me. They don't match that fame part of it.
Yeah, like Justin Verlander, okay. He sort of had star power, or has it because of his wife. I mean, he's a great pitcher. Nobody talked about him in Detroit. Then be like, oh, he's going to the Astros. Oh, he got better. And then, you know, he was on display in the postseason. Max Scherzer, as much as I loved watching him pitch, I'm one of the few people, probably one in the D.C. market, who's watching the Nationals when he's pitching. Clayton Kershaw, wonderful pitcher, Hall of Fame pitcher. He got to the postseason. But star power, I remember there'd be guys where you go, that guy I got to go see. Vita Blue pitched for the Oakland A's, and I had to go see him. Nolan Ryan, you know, Tom Seaver. There were guys that you wanted to go see because you had heard about them. That was like, Tom, terrific. I'm going to go watch him. You know, Mookie Betts, I love him, but he's not star power household name. And it felt like he was when he was with the Red Sox, not so much with the Dodgers. And he's a great player. Baseball lacks... You know, there's a lot of guys in the NBA that you know. Well, they may not be great players, but you do know them, or you know them a little bit more than you probably should. They're not as good as, you know, their profile on social media, but they draw attention there. Baseball lacks that. And therefore, Scott Rolen's not a star. Had, you know, really good numbers. Is Scott Rolen better than Don Mattingly? Is Scott Rolen better than Dale Murphy? Now, those guys had star power. Scott Rolen was just a good ball player. Is he a Hall of Fame ball player? And I start to look at the names next year. Chase Utley, good ball player. Six-time All-Star. Joe Mauer. Joe Mauer's a Hall of Famer. He won, what, three batting titles? MVP, not necessarily star power, David Wright. The only reason why you might know him, he played for the Mets. Adrian Beltre. Right? Adrian Beltre has unbelievable numbers. Nobody remembers anything.
He's the Frank Gore.
Yeah, you're like going, all right, yeah. He has 477 home runs, over 3,000 hits, 5 gold gloves. Those are all, I mean, that's those are credentials. Matt Holliday, 7-time All-Star, won a batting championship. Adrian Gonzalez, Jose Bautista, Victor Martinez, James Shield, Jose Reyes. I mean, those are the guys for next year. Yeah, see.
Is part of that because, sort of like everything that you're talking about, the names that you know and things like that, because access to the game and to players individually has changed so much over the last 30, 40 years or so?
I don't think there's word of mouth the way it used to be. And I think that anticipation that you didn't get to see everybody, therefore you would read the box scores. I remember I would get the afternoon paper in Cincinnati because Vita Blue pitched the night before for the Oakland A's. And I would see, I would just look at the numbers and I'd just sit there and be 9 innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 14 strikeouts. And therefore, I couldn't wait to see Vita Blue pitch. And baseball doesn't have that now. There's no anticipation. Oh my gosh, did you hear about that guy? I mean, we did that with Ohtani. And you're like, have you seen this guy? Have you heard the ball leave the bat? That's what baseball used to have. Johnny Bench. You know, it was Johnny Bench and Thurman Munson. Who's the, of Carlton Fisk, who's the best catcher? And then all of a sudden, Bench would be in the World Series and hitting home runs or, you know, like you just had, it was more of a topic of conversation. And baseball's lost that. Regionally, it's great. But Roland gets in. Todd Helton, 72% of the vote. Billy Wagner, I think, is a Hall of Famer. Andrew Jones, Gary Sheffield, Carlos Beltran. Jeff Kent is probably a Hall. If Scott Rowland's a Hall of Famer, I'd put Jeff Kent in.
It may open the door for others.
A-Rod and Manny got, A-Rod got 35%. Manny got 33%. And they're stars. You know, Manny was a star. Yeah, he was, he had a lot. Maybe he had too much. Yeah, Paul.
I like a guy like Todd Helton had like a 7-year window hitting 320, 372, 336, 329, 358, 347, 320. I mean, send that cat to the Hall of Fame. Let's move on with that one. And you said Dale Murphy. I agree with Seton. There's star power has to factor into it. Remember those Braves teams? They stunk, but they were on TBS.
Yeah.
And you tune in to see Dale Murphy for about a 7-year window.
Yeah.
And he felt like a superstar.
I just felt that he ended with, I think, 398 home runs. If he ended with 400 home runs, as strange as that's going to sound, we might have looked at him as a Hall of Famer. Don Mattingly needed one more year, and that was the year that they ended up winning. And, you know, he had to retire because of the back injury. So he didn't have a Kirby Puckett-type injury where you go, oh, my gosh, if that didn't happen. You know, Donnie had a bad back. But, man, you look at that window there. It's like Terrell Davis with running backs. Now, Don Mattingly put up a run where you go, I mean, he won the MVP and he lost the next year by 3 votes, I think.
Right.
Like he would have gone back to back.
That's like winning 2 Cy Youngs. They got to keep you out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, to Paulie's point, Hall of Fame is definitely important because growing up, I always thought Keith Hernandez and Don Mattingly were Hall of Famers because I saw them everywhere. I saw Keith Hernandez in The Scout with Brendan Fraser. I was like, man, this guy's awesome. And then you Wikipedia years later, and like, he's not in the Hall of Fame. Like, he was on the Mets. He was a star on that team and an MVP.
And I know it sounds like we rail on the game. I miss the game. You know, I miss baseball, the way it used to be played, where there was movement there, not just home runs. You know, I miss that with basketball now. It's all just three-pointers. And it's a shame because these are great players. And this is how you're supposed to play the game. The analytics say this is how you play the game. It's unfortunate because a whole generation is really cheated on what baseball used to be. I mean, you may watch old highlights and go, wait, why he hit the relay man? Wait, was that a hit? Wait, did he run and then they hit? Yeah, it's called a hit and run, son. What's he doing with his bat? Like, that's a bunt. What? You got to be kidding me. That was a backdoor cut. What? That's a 15-foot jumper. Why do they do that? Doesn't sound exciting, but it had movement. Baseball had movement. Basketball had movement. Yes, Eden.
You should get benched for a 15-foot jumper now. The hell's wrong with you?
Analytics say it's wrong.
Either all shoot a three or take it to the hoop. What the hell are you doing all the way out there?
All I know is Kevin Durant has made a career out of hitting a 15-foot jumper. You know? It's like unstoppable 15-foot jumper. What are you doing shooting jumpers?
That's because his hands.
They only count two.
They end up 15 feet in the air because it's so damn tall.
Terry in Pennsylvania. Hi, Terry.
Hey, DP. Perfect example player that you guys are talking about is Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, he's probably been the best first baseman in baseball for 9 or 10 years now. Puts up unbelievable numbers.
Yep.
Won an MVP. Finished second in MVP twice. But if you don't follow baseball closely, you have no idea who he is. 10 years, he ends up on the Hall of Fame ballot, and people are going to be asking the same questions. How is Paul Goldschmidt a Hall of Famer? It's just not star power.
You know, Goldschmidt just hits. I mean, that's what he does. And that's a great point there. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, if you look at his numbers, it's one of those where you go, God, I looked at his numbers. It used to be you knew the numbers, therefore it wasn't one of those, well, let me see if he's a Hall of Famer. If I would say somebody's name, you would go, I'm familiar with him. How many times he's been in all? How many times you watch the All-Star game and you go, who's that? Now, I don't follow it the way I once did, and I'm not doing highlights every night when I was at SportsCenter, but baseball has lacked that star power, and that's what it used to have, and that's why we watched it. And we went out to the games because you had to see that person in person. Yeah, Paulie.
Here's another one that's been driving me crazy for decades. Steve Garvey, former Dodger and Padre. He made 11 All-Star games.
Star power.
Yeah, he Gold Gloves, World Series, two-time NLCS MVP, two-time All-Star Game MVP, has a World Series.
Yeah.
He 11 All-Star, how is, and also very famous and one of the faces of baseball at his mm-hmm. time. That just seems to me like, let's not argue too much. Let's pop this dude in the Hall of Fame and move on with our lives. I don't get it. I really don't get the voting process.
Yeah.
If you're breaking down numbers.
Yeah. And I know it's a thankless job when you're on the committee and voting, but you know, you don't have to be on the committee. But if you're on the committee, then you embrace it. You're like, we'll figure this out. But there are certain players where you go, they were stars, and maybe we forgot them, or we shouldn't forget them. Yeah, Mark.
11 All-Star games. That sounds nuts.
What's the most All-Star appearances without making the Hall of Fame?
Glad you asked. Now, these guys have some different asterisks. Pete Rose, 17. Now, there's a situation there.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds, 14, situation. A-Rod, 14, mm-hmm. situation.
Mm-hmm.
He's not eligible yet. Mark McGwire is 12. I have to get down to Manny Ramirez has been eligible for a few years, right?
Yeah.
He's got 12 All-Star appearances. Is not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Next up, you got to go to.
You got somebody clean.
Steve Garvey, 10, 11.
11.
I can find the since 1970, no one has more All-Star appearances without being in the Hall of Fame than Steve Garvey.
Mm.
The other guys are again like Manny, all with question marks.
Yes, Tom.
But to Paul's point, instead of overthinking it, and we've played this game many times and had poll questions about it, if you hear a name and you immediately think Hall of Famer, like a Steve Garvey, why do we have to break down every little nuance and stat and compare him to other people? He stands by himself.
But Steve that's Garvey. What baseball has invited. It's all about analytics now. It's about war. You know, if you're going by war, then Adrian Beltre he's first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, wins above replacement, but you get caught up in that. And then I think you miss the true star power magnitude of somebody and how they played and where they played, you know, the importance of that person to the game. Yes, Eaton.
A war, what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Yeah, say it again.
Yeah, yeah. Play of the day is up next. I'll get down off my soapbox here. Nobody covers baseball the way we do. Nobody. Play of the day is up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude. The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability. Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it! Play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Fight for the rebound, kept alive by Sims. Randall's shot won't go. Gets it again, puts it on the floor. Trying to wrestle it, puts it up, and in. That's just, it wouldn't take no for an answer.
Assistance for certified.
Julius Randle, 36 points, 13 rebounds. He's had 20 double-doubles in his last 22 games, most in the NBA over that span, courtesy of MSG Network. That's your play of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. LeBron had 46 last night. Lakers got roughed up again by the Clippers. Clippers have defeated the Lakers 10 consecutive games, the longest winning streak by any team against the Lakers since the Raptors won 11 against the Lakers from 2015 to 2020. But LeBron has now scored at least 40 points in a game against every NBA team.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
I know that he can never be better than Michael Jordan, but if you look at his career, he's better than Michael Jordan. He's going to be the all-time leading scorer. He's averaging 30 right now. He's not cooling off. I mean, he's statistically, the number of finals he went to, I know Mike never lost. I know we've gone down this road. But if I look at the totality of his career, you can make a strong case that he's the greatest basketball player in NBA history. If I look at everything, Mike was incredible. Star power, did it, went to the finals, won, never lost, never went to a seventh game in the finals. I know all of these things. But if I look at LeBron is every bit what Tom Brady is, in my opinion. Tom's greatest player in football history. But I look at what LeBron has done. He's still doing it at 39. Averaging 30. Yeah, Paul.
His last 3 years in the league, Kobe Bryant at 35, 36, 37. Average, he had injuries, 15 points, 22 points, 17 points. Those are his last 3 years. At the same age, LeBron averaged 25, 25, and 30.
Yeah. It's amazing. And he's not a great shooter. He's going to be the all-time leading scorer. Where's he going to end up with assists and steals? Can we check that? Because he's going to be a top 10 assist guy, I would imagine, when it's all said and done. And it's not like you can say he's a compiler. It's not like he's just sort of floating around there and, you know, getting 18 points a game. He's averaging 30 for the season right now. That's remarkable. And he'll never get the credit he deserves. He just won't. Because Michael Jordan, people don't want to take away from their memories. Like, hey, Mike made every shot he took. Okay.
Fact.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Paul.
LeBron has 10,308 assists. He's behind Mark Jackson, Steve Nash, and Chris Paul. Chris Paul is still going up the list. LeBron, if he plays even one more season, actually, by the end of the season, he'll be fourth all time.
I mean, it's just mind-boggling. I feel really fortunate that, yes, I got to see every bit of Jordan's career, and I got to see every bit of LeBron's career. And to cover both of those guys when they were in the NBA Finals and to be around that and, you know, to see professionals that when games mattered, you were great. Yes, there are hiccups along the way with LeBron. They have been magnified. But, you know, he's never going to win that argument. I mean, I would put Kareem up there, too. You know, you say the greatest player of – Kareem, to me, is the greatest college player of all time. If I factor college and the NBA – Kareem's greatest player of all time. Yeah, Seton.
It's weird how your mind can make you feel like every shot Michael Jordan hit was a game winner, and not a single one of LeBron's was.
It's just social media wasn't there, and yeah. I don't know if they would have said, oh, did you see Michael? He passed up the shot. He gave it to Kerr. Mm. Imagine if LeBron did that, and oh, John Paxson hit the shot. Michael didn't want it. They ended up winning. If LeBron would do that, passed it up, and somebody else hit the shot, oh, LeBron didn't want to take the big shot.
Afraid of the big moment.
Yeah.
What?
Two of the biggest plays in Bulls history, Mike didn't take the shot. Steve Kerr did, and John Paxson did.
Scared.
Now, Mike did hit the shot to beat the Utah Jazz. But it's just how we frame these things. I mean, you could make it when it's all done and LeBron is, you know, 41, 42 years of age and he's got 40,000 points and he's third in assist. All I mean, God.
Are you saying that the real Jordan logo should be him dumping the ball off?
Passing.
Is that, yeah, he's sort of.
I mean, I'm glad I witnessed it when I saw it. You know, when I watched Jordan, that, you know, you wanted to see greatness and I saw greatness. I just think we're unfair to LeBron. Yeah, Paulie.
LeBron is top 10 in minutes played per game this year. None of the other nine guys are over 30 years old.
More phone calls coming up. Man, I sound like the get off my lawn guy, don't I? Today?
We were a little get off my lawny this hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get like a Scott's Lawn Care to get off my lawn segment brought to you by Scott's.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.